Going to be reading this morning from Matthew chapter 22, beginning with the 15th verse. Then the Pharisees went and plotted how to entangle him in his words, and they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully. And you do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, Why put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tax. And they brought him a denarius. And Jesus said to him, Whose likeness and inscription is this? They said, Caesar's. Then he said to them, Therefore render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. When they heard it, they marveled, and they left him and went away. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Holy God, I'm grateful that your grace is always with us, because it is your grace that's not only with us, but in us to accept your word. It's you, O God, who speak to us. It's you, O God, who motivates us to preach and live Jesus in the world. As we talk about this subject, O God, continue to deal with our minds and who we are so that we can give you all the glory and everything that we have. In Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. And God's people said, Amen. For the past couple of weeks, I've been dealing with the enemies of gratitude. And just to bring you up to speed, we first talked about no worrying or worry as an enemy of gratitude. And how you replace that worry is with, you replace it with prayer, so that it can relieve one's stress. We also talked about entitlement and how we're not entitled to the grace of God in calling us by invitation, but he calls us anyway. And today I'd like to deal with a difficult subject, and that's why you're going to see that this will probably be the quickest sermon that I preach this year and this morning. And every time we come to this point in the year, you're going to see a fast sermon. So get it quick. We're going to talk about greed, which usually refers, we're going to be talking about money. But remember, saints, giving is not just giving money. It's giving our time and our treasure also. But today we're going to specifically be dealing with money. So Jesus has been teaching on a variety of subjects in the temple. And on this day, Jesus was confronted by the Herodians and Pharisees about the one sensitive subject to us all, the subject of money. The religious leaders say to Jesus, Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? And they try to catch him so that they can get him in trouble with the local authorities. Then our scripture lays out Jesus' response. Jesus shows them the coin and says, Whose head is on this coin, or whose image is on this coin? And they tell him, Caesar. And so Jesus then deals with them in this kind of Solomon-like way. He says, Look, you pay to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. My reason for sharing this particular passage is because I have to discuss the uncomfortable and talk about money. Now, it's just uncomfortable to me. It may not be uncomfortable to you. It's just uncomfortable to me because of all the hustlers that use religion to get money out of folk. There's some hustlers driving Mercedes Benzes, and nothing wrong with a Mercedes Benz or Bentleys, not even Mercedes Benz, but Bentleys. And there are people that talk about money in Christ as though they're supposed to be rich in and of this life. And so what they do is they use the gospel to tell people, you give to me and God will bless you. It just always seems that the blessing is on one side. That's usually the guy or the young lady who's preaching, give me your money and God will bless you. So it's always a little uncomfortable for me. So why do churches struggle when it comes to receiving funds in the 21st century? What calls us to give to a church? How do we trust God enough that our giving is natural? How do we get to the point in our faith where giving to the church is a regular part of our faith's action? Well, travel with me into this text and hear what the gospel has to say about it. First, trust God and give to the church. Trust God and give to the church. Our church is close to 200 years old, and it has maintained the kind of integrity that you can give to this church and know and see where it's going. You can see how it's going as it moves into the 21st century. Verse 21 says, give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's and to God the things that are God's. Our church is that 200-year-old church that you have come to trust. And giving to Elderton can be trusted if you have not started a consistent giving cycle. Please consider Elderton Presbyterian Church as a part of your normal giving. Giving to the church means you embrace and share the responsibility for moving the church ministry forward. Caring for God's house is trusting in God and is a sign of faith. Trust God and give to the church. Would you share that with the person next to you? Just say, trust God and give to the church. Cassie, trust God and give to the church. Trust God. You've got wonderful people here who take every dime, and in particular, our treasurer. We are, who is Tom, no, who is Mark? Oh, and so finance person on the board of elders, Tom, they are meticulous in where they put the monies, and they are people of integrity. So we know that taxes are going to come out anyway. And no matter what we do, we can't get away from taxes. So Caesar gets his. So that must mean that God has given us enough that we can take from what we have left and give. Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's and to God the things that are God's. Jesus goes beyond the Pharisees' question. Jesus' principle of giving goes far beyond just the immediate but encompasses all life. What are the things Jesus is referring to? Jesus is referring to all things. Every single thing you and I have, saints, comes from God. The breath you breathe comes from God. The clothes you wear come from God. As a matter of fact, God said it this way in the Old Testament, that the cattle on 1,000 hills is his. So what you have has actually belongs to God. And we are called to be stewards of that. The text is instruction to give Jesus everything because everything comes from him. A couple of weeks ago, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to embarrass him. Corey is a dynamic leader. You hear me? Corey gets things done. Amen. He gets things done, right? And they were putting stone on the side of the church, and they had the call go out, and the deacons came out. But there were not only deacons. There were other people out there that helped move that rock. And it was so encouraging to see the pictures of people working for the house of God that's been given to them. This house of God, this doesn't belong to one person. It belongs to all of us. And while we're here on earth, this is the place that needs us. It needs our physical attributes. It needs our financial attributes. It needs all of us. And finally, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Then he said to them, whose head is on this again? Or whose title is on this? We pay our taxes dutifully every year, but I want to flip verse 20 this morning to this end, to end this sermon. The question flipped is who is the head of our life? When you unclothe our heart, whose image do you see on it? Whose likeness is on there? We may give our taxes to the government, but we reserve our conscience to the Lord God Almighty. It is more blessed to give your life to the leadership of the Lord than to anything else which exists. So if you don't have anything to give, that's not true. You've got your life to give. Every time we give to the Lord, we loudly speak the leadership of Jesus Christ for our lives. God's people give consistently to church because God requires his house to function, pushing the kingdom of God into the world. Every moment we give to the church, God's kingdom is being glorified. So trust God and give. When we give, we are supporting the things of God, and it is more blessed to give than to receive. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for how you bless us. In a time where things are tight, you, oh God, call us to discuss these matters so that we can continue to build. We're blessed. We have a people that give, dear God. But, oh God, there may be people who haven't given and need to start giving, and they've been thinking about it. You've been talking to them in their hearts. Or there may be those, oh God, who have been called to give more than they normally have given. Please, oh Lord, help us to give not only financially, but physically, our time, our talents, Lord God, because that is giving also. Do this, oh God, and we will stay away from greed, because greed is something that is an enemy of gratitude. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for his sake we ask this. And God's people said, Amen.